W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. At 81, is President Biden ready for a second term, especially after that debate?
All that takes a toll. Do you have the mental and physical capacity to do it for another 4 years?
I believe so. I wouldn't be running if I didn't think I did. Look, I'm running again because I think I understand best what has to be done to take this nation to a completely new level. We're on our way. We're on our way.
The president, in an exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries will hold a virtual meeting with House Democratic Ranking Committee members Sunday afternoon. Residents along the Texas coast are bracing for Beryl. The tropical storm's expected to be a Category 1 hurricane by the time it makes landfall early Monday. In Death Valley on Sunday, the mercury could hit 130 degrees. This is ABC News. An abortion rights group says it's raised enough signatures to qualify the Arkansas abortion amendment for the ballot in November. The Kansas Supreme Court has doubled down, meanwhile, on the state constitution, which protects abortion access.
The state's highest court's decisions Friday in separate cases struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers. The court declared access to abortion a fundamental right in 2019. Kansas voters decisively rejected a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have declared abortion not a fundamental right. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Terrifying moments during an annual 4th of July celebration in Provo, Utah. Several people were hurt after a fireworks accidentally misfired into the stands of a crowded football stadium. At least six people were rushed to the hospital. The show resumed after a brief delay. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew is in Southern California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight at Dodgers Stadium against a Dodgers team with a 6.5-game lead in the NL West. On the mound tonight for the Brewers, Aaron Civale, making his first start after being traded to Milwaukee by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the week. Another player to watch out for, Garrett Mitchell, who after spending a lot of time with the Brewers minor league team in Nashville, recovering from injuries, got in a couple of times this week in Colorado. Mitchell asked if he's ready now to be an everyday starter.
Yeah, absolutely. think I got enough games, enough at-bats. I felt like I got to kind of touch upon everything that I wanted to while down there and just continue to build the confidence to get back here.
Another setback for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin, test showing she suffered a small fracture and sprained ankle last weekend playing against the Dominican Republic. Franklin dealing with a blood clot a year ago at this time.
Quadriceps space syndrome. It's basically an artery that goes around your arm, and there's muscles that contract every time I hit.
She says she hopes to be ready when they get started in late August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog in low-lying areas, lows around 50 degrees. For your Saturday, partly cloudy, a high near 78, slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy with some scattered storms Saturday night and a low of 55. That's Civic Media weather.
It's 57 at our studios.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is, it's anything goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. Boy, last night was a disaster. I don't know how to characterize it beyond that. It was just an absolute friggin' disaster. We had a couple of friends over, used to be neighbors of ours. You know, they moved out of our neighborhood, but we've kept up our friendship, and they came over. And you know, we had some good wine and nice snacks, and my son and his girlfriend came over, and my oldest daughter came over, and our friends were like yelling at the TV. My heart was just sinking. Our son, and his girlfriend got up and left in the middle of it. He just said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. This is just too painful to watch." And I would have if I didn't do this for a living. Donald Trump told over 30 lies. You know, people are saying it's over 50 lies, and it is. But you know, 30 major consequential lies. I mean, let's just be very clear about that. This was a crap show on both sides. He said the babies could be executed after birth and the Democrats are in favor of that. Complete lie. He said that every legal scholar and everybody in America want a Roe v. Wade overturned. Complete lie. He said that there were no terror attacks during his presidency. Complete lie. He said that Iran didn't fund terror groups during his presidency. Complete lie. He said the U.S. has provided more aid to Ukraine than Europe has. Another lie. He said that Biden, for years, called black people super predators. Biden never said that. That was Hillary Clinton. He said that Biden is planning to quadruple people's taxes. Complete lie. He said that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops that he offered her. Complete lie. In fact, he was the guy who withheld the National Guard, not her. He said that Americans don't pay the cost of his tariffs on China. Another lie. He said Europe accepts no American cars. I'm sorry, I lived in Europe. There are Fords, there are all kinds of American cars in Europe. He said that he's the president who got the Veterans Choice Program through Congress. That was Barack Obama. He lied about that. He said that, you know, the 2020 election was filled with fraud, obviously another lie. He said that the U.S. right now has the biggest budget deficit in history. I'm sorry, that happened under his administration. He said that we have the biggest trade deficit with China in history. Again, that happened under his administration. Joe Biden has fixed both those things. But Biden, you know, lost his train of thought a couple times and could barely speak. He looked like he had just gotten out of the out of hospice. I mean, you know, he was walking like I don't want to triple down on him, but it was just terrible. Whoever in the Biden campaign decided that Biden should be debating Trump, I mean, Trump, the guy that NBC spent millions of dollars and 14 years of effort training him how to do television, versus Biden, a lifelong introvert and stutterer. Whoever made that decision, you know, should face a firing squad. I mean, obviously metaphorically, but, you know, heads need to roll in the Biden campaign. So after the debate, I got a call from one of the editors, the main editor at Raw Story and the publisher, saying, you know, we think that Biden needs to step down. Do you share that opinion? And I said, yes, I do. I realize it's fraud. I realize there's incredible danger associated with that. It didn't work well in 1968 when the Democratic Party told LBJ that he couldn't run for re-election, although he certainly would have lost anyway because of the Vietnam War. This is not 1968. I don't think that we can overlearn that lesson. But the simple bottom line is that in my opinion, Joe Biden lost the confidence of America last night. And last night was we don't have the numbers yet, but because CNN licensed that debate to all the other networks, something that has never happened before. It used to be, you know, with every other presidential debate, if you wanted to see it, you had to go to the network that carried it. And many people couldn't or didn't if you didn't have cable TV, for example. I mean, millions of Americans don't have cable TV. They listen to over-the-air television. If you didn't have cable TV, you couldn't watch it. Or internet. I suppose you could on the internet, but you get my point. Last night, CNN licensed this to all the other networks. So basically, everybody in America was pretty much forced to watch that debate. And so if you look at, if you go to Predict It, which is the betting site, the legal betting site, the odds for Donald Trump becoming president, the payback on a bet is now 60 cents. In other words, the odds are 60% of, according to the bettors, of Trump winning. Biden's down to 30%. And Gavin Newsom went from 3% to 16%. I mean, you know, I think it's important to note that Joe Biden has been a spectacular president. The Inflation Reduction Act has generated a $1.7 trillion in U.S. investments. The CHIPS Act has created 84,000 new jobs. The Infrastructure and Jobs Act has started more than 40,000 projects. 201 federal judges who will protect our rights. Bipartisan gun reform, the first gun reform in 30 years. He forgave $150 billion in student debt for 4 million student borrowers. He collected $500 billion from millionaire and billionaire tax cheats. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch since 1960. He added 700,000 construction jobs. We have a record level of new small businesses being created. He made the largest investment to fight climate change in the history of the world. He's cut pollution by 50%, or will have by 2030 as a result of this legislation. He cut methane emissions by 80%. He preserved more than 20 million acres of land for conservation. He's, renewable energy for the first time in history in the United States has surpassed fossil fuel energy. He capped prescription drug prices for seniors and insulin at $35 a month. He expanded veterans' health care through the PACT Act. He expanded overtime for employees making under $55,000 a year. He signed the Respect for Marriage Act. He approved over-the-counter birth control for the first time. He reformed the Electoral Count Act to prevent another January 6th. He pardoned thousands of people convicted of marijuana possession. He required cash refunds for canceled air flights. He connected 10 million households to Wi-Fi. He funded 14,000 mental health professionals in our schools. I mean, Joe Biden did a hell of a lot of good stuff. And he deserves our honor and praise and recognition as, frankly, one of the best presidents of my lifetime. I put him right up there with FDR and LBJ. And LBJ, of course, was badly flawed because of the Vietnam War. But in terms of his social policy, you know, what he did for America, how he changed America. You know, Medicare. Medicaid. These came out of the Johnson administration. And I'm saying Biden is that level of a president. But when you're running for office, you've got to be a candidate. And to be a candidate, you have to be the world's best communicator. Joe Biden had one job last night, and that was to prove that he was not an old, doddering guy, that at 81 years old, he still had it. And he failed. I mean, let's just be honest about this. Now, does that mean the Democratic Party must replace him? I don't know. I can argue this two ways. If they replace him with a strong candidate, somebody like Gavin Newsom or Josh Shapiro, or the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, there's some good, strong Democrats out there. Then I think that the whole focus of the media for the next 4 months until the election, what is it, August, September, October, November, roughly 4 months, will shift to that new candidate. And that could just completely reinvigorate the Democratic Party in the race if it's a good, strong, fresh candidate. On the other hand, if the Democratic Party says, let's do Kamala Harris, I think it would be a disaster. She was not strong in the original primary, and I just don't think she can beat Donald Trump. She's been a good vice president, God bless her, and she's a wonderful person and has done a good job. But again, as a campaigner, I just don't see it happening. Now, the downside of picking somebody new, like Gavin Newsom, is that he hasn't been tested on a national stage. He hasn't had that super bright spotlight focused on him. And all the skeletons in his closet haven't come out yet. You know, he used to be married to the woman who is now Don Jr.'s girlfriend, for example. I mean, I don't know how that plays. I don't know what that means. I don't live in California. I'm not obviously he's not the only candidate, but neither is Gretchen Whitmer or Josh Shapiro or any of the other people that are being talked about. Another possibility is that the Democratic Party could say, we've got one candidate who has been tested and who won 3 million more votes than Donald Trump in 2016, Hillary Clinton, let's roll her out. Now, I doubt that she would do it, frankly. And she's 76 years old. She's the same age as Donald Trump. But no, actually, she's 2 years younger. I guess Trump is 78. But she has the vitality to do it. And I think that she's been redeemed to a large extent. But I just don't know how that would play, frankly, with independents. And that's where this election is going to be decided. On the other hand, if Joe Biden pushes through, if he does a good performance in the debate in September, as challenging as I think that's going to be, if he can get on the stump and show people that he had a bad night, but that doesn't mean that he's incompetent or non-compos menace, as the old saying used to go, the Latin, then maybe he could pull out of this. People are saying, oh, Barack Obama had a terrible first debate. Yeah, he did, but he didn't come across as senile. George Bush had a terrible first debate. Yes, but he wasn't mumbling. I just, this is just, we never should have gotten here, frankly. If Joe Biden and the staff around him and the campaign around him knew that this was even a possibility, if it's just because he had a cold or didn't sleep well, they should have said, he's sick, we're going to postpone the debate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, anyhow, you've heard my... what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New SuperBeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new SuperBeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeetsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeetsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeetsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday. I'm Todd Allball of The Todd Allball Show.
And I'm his producer, Aaron Sommers. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network to you,
happy 4th of July.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. From Los Angeles to Columbia, South Carolina, from Birmingham, Alabama to Baltimore, universal basic income programs are chalking up proof after proof of their viability. Basically, just giving people, low-income people, poor people, somewhere between $500 and $1,500 a month, no strings attached, is lifting people out of poverty, getting them back on track, getting them into solid middle-class jobs, helping their children tremendously. This works. Now, we don't have to do UBI in the United States. We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a national health care program. Health expenses are whacking a lot of low-income people. We're the only country, developed country in the world that doesn't have free college education. Education expenses are whacking people. There's a lot we could do. We can subsidize housing. We can subsidize food. We do that with food stamps. We could expand it. There's a lot we could do to benefit from this. There's a whole report about that over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
In the distance, the sky turns dark. The storm is brewing, ready to embark. Money's the wind.
We also had three Supreme Court decisions coming down this morning. They basically gutted the administrative state. I wrote about this, the Chevron deference, 2-3 months ago, and did several extensive rants about it on this program, so I won't repeat myself. But basically, the ability of the Environmental Protection Agency to hold polluters to account, the Securities and Exchange Commission to hold banksters to account, and the Labor Department to hold employers to account. All those regulatory agencies just got gutted. This is step one in what Steve Bannon referred to as the disassembly deconstruction of the administrative state. They also gave it wind to some of the January 6th rioters, and probably to Donald Trump. Two of the four charges he's facing in Judge Chutkan's courtroom have to do with this interfering with an official proceeding law, and they tightened that up. And then finally, in the third case, they agreed with the very conservative city council of Grants Pass, Oregon, which is a little town down in southern Oregon here, where members of my family used to live there. I'm familiar with it. And they agreed with them that the city can basically arrest people for sleeping on public land overnight. And that's going to change the homeless situation all around the country. I think for the worst, on the one hand. On the other hand, vagrancy laws have been on the books for 200 years. And that's pretty much the definition of vagrancy, you know, sleeping on public property. So anyhow, those three decisions came down from the Supreme Court. So for the next 2.5 hours, I'm going to be picking up your calls on your thoughts on the debate last night. We just have about 20 seconds here until we hit a break. Also, I wanted to let you know, Louise and I, a year ago, planned a vacation for next week and the week after, the 4th of July week and the week after. Jefferson Smith will be filling in for me. I don't want you to think that the Democratic Party fired me because I said that Joe Biden should be replaced. So everything is good. Everything's fine. We had this, you know, we're taking a vacation with some dear friends of ours. One of them is a clinical psychologist. We used to do the ADD circuit together. We're looking forward to it. So anyhow, I'll be back with your calls in just a minute.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Yeah, 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls for the next 2.5 hours right after this. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. At 81, is President Biden ready for a second term, especially after that debate?
All that takes a toll. Do you have the mental and physical capacity to do it for another 4 years?
I believe so. I wouldn't be running if I didn't think I did. Look, I'm running again because I think I understand best what has to be done to take this nation to a completely new level. We're on our way. We're on our way.
The president, in an exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries will hold a virtual meeting with House Democratic ranking committee members Sunday afternoon. Residents along the Texas coast are bracing for Beryl. The tropical storm's expected to be a Category 1 hurricane by the time it makes landfall early Monday. In Death Valley on Sunday, the mercury could hit 130 degrees. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A word of caution against binge drinking.
Binge drinking is a significant preventable cause of death in the U.S. Monica Minsberg is a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital.
Binge drinking is having 4 or more drinks in a 2 to 3 hour setting for men and 3 or more drinks for women in the same time period.
Minsberg says set a personal limit, stay hydrated, eat well, offer non-alcoholic drinks if you're hosting, plan transportation in advance, and if you've been drinking, please let someone else handle the fireworks. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog in low-lying areas, lows around 50 degrees. For your Saturday, partly cloudy, a high near 78, slight chance of an afternoon storm. Partly cloudy with some scattered storms Saturday night and a low of 55. That's Civic Media weather.
It's 57 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
He had a bad night. Second, okay, Warren Buffett, he's the oldest CEO in the United States, and a lot of companies look up to him. He's 93. Second.
Yeah, just because Warren Buffett's an old man, doesn't mean that we should. Just one point I want to make, Ricardo, and then I'll toss it back to you if you don't mind. This isn't just about the presidency. There are, I believe, 23. There's a whole bunch of Senate seats up, for grabs right now, and we had a good chance of holding the Senate. If the president goes down in flames, that goes down in flames. That means nothing more right-wing judges coming through. If we were hoping to take the House of Representatives this year, if the president goes, at the top of the ticket sucks, that goes down in flames. You've got governors around the country who are running in tight races. They go down in flames if the top of the ticket goes down in flames. The stakes here are huge, Ricardo. This goes way beyond Joe Biden. Back to you.
Okay. All right. My other question is, if that were to be Trump, do you think the Republican Party would have kicked him out the way we're doing this for this man? I think he'd done a lot for this country.
I think if Trump had done as badly as Biden did last night, I think the GOP would have replaced him.
You think so?
I do. They're pretty ruthless. They're not going to lose an election over loyalty to a candidate.
He done a lot. Lot of silly stuff. Trump.
Uh-huh.
And they still behind him.
Oh, I know. But
I mean, he done an insurrection. He stole documents.
Right. No, the party has decided to go full lawless. But, there's a difference between being a criminal, which is okay to Republicans, and being incompetent or being, incapable of campaigning. Republicans are all about style over substance, and if Trump's style had collapsed, he'd be out on his butt. I'm pretty certain. But in any case, the Democratic Party should not be making decisions based on what the GOP would do.
No, yeah, you're 100% right. But I think maybe not Hillary Clinton, but Mrs. Obama will be a good candidate.
Michelle Obama?
That's my point.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Your vote is recorded. Ricardo, thanks for the call. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
I couldn't agree with you more today. I started watching that last night. I saw a man who was pale, who was not able to get the breath to project. That was the first 20 minutes. Over the course, his color improved and he could breathe better. But this is a man who, at 81, his handlers have mishandled. I looked back at his schedule for this month. He's been to Europe twice, the second time wrangling with the new fascists who are our friends in the G7, prepared him. He does not need preparation. As President of the United States, he knows what he did. He knows Trump's lies. They needed to let him rest, and they broke this man. They do not know how to handle him, and since I think they do not know how to handle him, I totally agree with you. He needs to step aside and let someone else come forward.
Yeah.
I do disagree with you about Kamala a little bit, Ms. Harris. Her responses after the debate are point on. This is the prosecutor that I had followed before her Senate race to California. This is a very sharp woman. Her problem is that, yes, she's a woman, and yes, she's black. That would be a problem making her the front runner. But I think she would be an excellent vice president pick again to support anybody else.
But wouldn't that be viewed as a slap?
These handlers could possibly take care of. They do not know how to take care of an 80-year-old man who, with all his wisdom and all of his judgment, needs a little bit of rest and does not need to be overprepared with microfacts.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it, and they broke him.
I agree. And Kamala may well be the best replacement. I'm just very skeptical of her ability to win a national election.
And
that's on us, not on her. But I agree. Yeah.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you very much. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
I was going to call you, Tom, because I was going to bring up, is the party going to change the Republicans if they got rid of Trump? But they're not. But let's be honest, Tom. Biden's got to be above average for the Democrats just to say, oh, he's okay. Mm-hmm. Trump, he's looking, 34 convictions, 2 rapes. Hey, he's 60 up. I'll tell you what, Tom, polling came out too. John Fugelsang said it best. By August, you won't remember what happened in this election. Because remember, 2 weeks from today, Trump will be already sentenced.
Yeah.
And it's what happens if they give him 4 years?
Well, if they do, he'll just appeal it. I mean, it's not going to...
Yeah, but I mean, it's still... But, you know,
it's not going to matter for Republicans. I mean, you know, the last time, right. You know, when he was convicted, he raised, what, $100 million?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying he's still over the long haul, Tom. Yeah. I don't know who does it, 60, 30. I've heard that before. But it's tied in Pennsylvania, or he's losing Pennsylvania, Trump. Yeah. Wisconsin, I don't know about Arizona and that. Yeah. You know, it's going to be left up to the voters. You got a race in your own state, Tom, that's nip and tuck. Your fifth district, I see on TV.
Yep.
But everybody's got him going, but he's got to be 100% or 200% just to equal Trump, who's at 10%, to be equal with our party.
Yeah.
Our party, Tom, is getting to be, like, outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're demanding too much for us. And let's be frank, the Supreme Court and judges are just killing us.
Yeah.
This girl in Florida is just, she's murdered that case.
Yeah, they're taking America apart. I mean, the Chevron deference, you know, which said historically that courts would defer to the regulatory agency experts when it comes to determining what the rules should be. Now that that's gone, every single rule created by a regulatory agency in America will be subject to a lawsuit, to litigation.
What do you think, Tom? He's going to lose?
Who's going to lose?
I think based on
last night, yeah, I think he would lose the election.
Badly?
Yeah.
So there's no hope for Biden to win?
I you know, that's how I'm feeling right now. Now, you know, when I ask me when I get back from vacation in 2 weeks, I may have a very different opinion.
You know, like John Fugelsang said, there was, like, you know, support groups. The Hispanics were like 85-15 for Biden, and one was 7-7 and one for each.
Yeah.
It really, we don't
Biden's been a great president. He's just a crappy campaigner, and therefore, you know, I mean, you know, Franklin Roosevelt was in a wheelchair. Most Americans didn't know that. I mean, his handlers protected him from his... Yeah, he had polio. His handlers protected Roosevelt from being exposed as being crippled, basically. Because they correctly knew that if America believed that he was crippled, that they would assume that somehow diminished his capabilities. So, you know, it was covered up. Jack Kennedy was in so much pain, during the second and third year of his presidency, he was in so much pain that he was living on painkillers and methamphetamine. His handlers covered that up. He had broken his back, you know, when PT-109 went down back in World War II in 1944, I think it was. So, it's not, Ronald Reagan was senile. By the end of the first year of his second term, Reagan was so far gone that George Bush, the senior, ran the country for the last 3 years. Reagan was in full-blown Alzheimer's during the last 2 years. One of my close friend's wife was the court reporter who did the transcript when Reagan was deposed in the Iran-Contra hearing, where he said 138 times he said, "I don't remember." And you know, I had dinner with them about a week after that happened in Los Angeles, and she was like, he literally did not know where he was. When he said, "I don't remember," he was speaking the literal truth. He did not know where he was. And he was president of the United States. That got covered up. I mean, you know, they could have kept Biden essentially under wraps and just project him as this incredibly competent president who got a lot done, and have him read from teleprompters like he did at the State of the Union. They could have done this, but the idiots who are running his campaign I am not pointing my finger at Joe Biden or Jill Biden at all. I'm saying the people who are running his campaign, they should have known better. These people have committed political malpractice, Russ. And like I said earlier, heads need to roll at the DNC or at the Biden campaign.
Is there a chance he can win, Biden? I think he can still win.
I think it's possible he can still win, but he's got a hell of a hill that he's got to climb between now. And plus, he's committed to another debate in September. And I suspect it'll just be a repeat of this one. He's not getting younger. Russ, I got to run. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, Eisenhower had a heart attack in the last year of his presidency, and Richard Nixon ran the government. We were never told about it. It's possible.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So after the horrific school shooting in Tennessee, leaving 3 9-year-olds dead, as well as three adults, the Tennessee legislature has taken two very interesting steps. The first is they're moving to shield gun manufacturers and sellers from liability lawsuits. But even more interesting, the legislature has just passed a bill that sets up a statewide system where you can turn in teachers for teaching things that make children feel bad about themselves, specifically teaching white children that white people once enslaved black people. Seriously. Or teaching that, you know, about the Holocaust, for example, that, you know, white people in Germany killed Jews. This is apparently going to be not just outlawed in Tennessee, but there's a whole apparatus being set up right now so that you can turn in your neighbors. It's just, there's a whole long rant about this over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
If we all play along, 24 governors preaching the lie. If we make the rich richer, we'll all touch the sky. But history has shown, time and again, the wealth doesn't trickle, it stays with them. Trickle down, it's just a fantasy. They sell us a dream, but the truth we can see.
Yeah, trickle down is wrong. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Ann in Aroma Park, Illinois. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have to agree with you that I think Joe Biden should not run again. Watching that debate last night was probably one of the most depressing things I've done in my life. But I don't think Gavin Newsom would necessarily be the best presidential candidate, and I'll explain why. Number one, we've got California in the bag. The Democrats are going to win California. I think looking at a governor like Whitmer or J.B. Pritzker or Andy Beshear, even, you know, somebody from the flyover state might get some people out. Plus, all three of those governors have more than 4 years of executive experience under their belt.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think they're all strong candidates. And like I said, if the Democratic Party shifts candidates, you're going to see an explosion of media attention. I do know that, you know, Gavin Newsom has been positioning himself for this. He's been on the road on behalf of the Biden campaign, and he was a very articulate spokesman for them last night. But he's been on the road all over the country. He's been traveling all over the country. He's been getting headlines. He's been on the news. He's been on Fox News a lot, actually. And that is not the case with the people that you named. So I think that, you know, Newsom has more of a national profile. I am not, though, endorsing anybody right now. I do think that the Democratic Party has some serious soul searching to undertake, as well as the axe needs to fall on whoever made the decision to let Biden debate Trump.
Right, I agree. Just to put in a plug for J.B. Pritzker, we would not have to worry about how his campaign would be funded.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's... Well, just,
yeah, he is a billionaire, isn't he?
Right. And the other thing is, I think, I don't know if this really makes sense, but I think that if you look at a candidate from, like, one of our flyover states that tend to get looked down upon from people on the coastal, on both coasts, I think there's more of a sense of authenticity that comes with candidates. Not all of them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And J.B. Pritzker is one of those guys. He's just a relentless truth teller. He's one of those guys who just takes it to them, which is one of the things I like about Newsom. But I also like that about Pritzker. He's really good at that. And like you said, he's very, very rich. He could help finance the campaign. Thank you, Ann. Thanks for weighing in. Byron in Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Byron, your thoughts.
Tom, thanks for taking a call. As upset as I feel, and those of us who hate fascism feel, I have to wonder about Zelensky, somebody like that who needs a Biden or Democrat.
Oh, Zelensky has to be panicked right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And my opinion, you know what's sad about this is I didn't even want to tune into it because I kind of expected it to go that way. I got to know Biden a little bit when he was a senator. I used to commute down to Washington and sat next to him a couple of times on the train. Mm-hmm. But I tell you this, he has really aged a lot. And 20 years ago, I felt that way. But they handled it very well. They kept him contained. They kept him wrapped up a little bit. They managed his exposure. I agree with you. Whoever made the decision to have a debate with a liar, a guy that made a living lying, should be fired. But that's beside the point. We're at a point now with what do we do about this? Right. Because democracy is on the line, the future of this country. I think Newsom is the go-to guy. He's got the visibility. I think he was the break glass guy. Because let's face it, when you're 81, a lot of things happen to you, heart attack, things like that. What would have happened if that were to occur? He was the guy in reserve waiting. I think he's the right guy to put up in front. But then you got to manage with who does he run with? Harris, you got to have to manage that situation because not putting her on a ticket is going to alienate key voting block. Yes. So you have to deal with that. But to me, I think Newsom running, he doesn't have the baggage of the Middle East war, which the Republicans are sticking Biden with. He doesn't have the baggage of old age and infirmity and so forth. But I really think we're going to have to make a change because as it stands right now, we're going to lose our democracy.
Yeah, the one downside that Newsom has is that he's the governor of California, and California is easily demonized. And, a lot of your swing voters, particularly in the Midwest, will be put off by that on the one hand. On the other hand, like I said, if the Democratic Party changes candidates anytime between now and the convention, it is going to be wall-to-wall coverage on the news. They're going to completely forget about Donald Trump, which will be the worst thing that can happen to Trump, and give that person a massive boost. And, I think it could reinvigorate the campaign. The fact that Biden is polling 15 points below most Democratic senators should be a flashing red light, a warning siren. And, not to mention what happened last night. I mean, that was before last night. Byron, thank you very much. Spot on. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break here. Stay with us. What are your thoughts on the debate last night? Any thoughts on also the three Supreme Court decisions today? These are very, at least two out of the three are hugely consequential decisions. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll discuss the latest Republican power grab and the reasons to vote in August against two constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.